5 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hamid Karzai off the rails again, kicking the U.S. behind closed doors. Maybe it's time for a replacement player. A 7.2 magnitude quake near Mexicali rocks folks in San Diego on Easter Sunday. What was that like? How many bodyguards does it take to guard a tiger at the Masters? Try 90 and counting. But boy, those ratings will be huge. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney here with you on America Tonight, coast to coast and every nook and cranny in between. Hope you had a wonderful weekend, had some time with the family. Maybe you were perhaps at the White House Easter egg hunt. Maybe you were invited there. I don't think so. But maybe you had your own Easter egg hunt and you found some money in those eggs. You know, when you're older, they put the money in the eggs. I guess I was my niece and nephew. They found like $30. I thought somehow it skipped my generation. I don't know. Sadly, right at the get-go, we have a horrible accident to talk about. 7 dead so far in this West Virginia coal mine blast. 19 at this point. I checked just before we jumped on the air. They still don't know where 19 are. That's not good news. Got all kinds of emergency people still on the scene. So you've got these rescuers just combing the area. That explosion happened at an underground coal mine with a history of releasing a lot of combustible methane gas, and that's the problem. And, you know, it's always about the safety and the mines. So here's what the governor, Joe Manchin, had to say.
We're in constant touch, yes. We're set up. Our command post is set up now. I just spoke to Ron Wooten, head of our mine safety and health. We have Jimmy Jeanette, the head of the Office of Emergency Services. Our communications people are there. The main concern we have right now, Larry, that we do is that, you know, our hearts and prayers go out to the families of the lost miners. What we do now, and we secure an area for the families that are waiting to hear the miners that are missing. I want them to know that we're in a total rescue mission right now and they're doing everything humanly possible. President Obama called me and he and I spoke on the phone. He offered every asset that they had available to them and we'll keep him informed. And everybody's doing everything humanly possible. And time is of an essence. You know, since our last, we've been through this before with Sago and Aracoma in 2006 and we have shelters in place. I spoke to the mine owner or the CEO of the mine operator, is Don Blankenship. They do have the rescue chambers in place. We're very hopeful that the miners that are missing were able to get to those chambers, and that's what our prayers are right now.
Yeah, this is a mine, by the way, that produced 1.2 million tons of coal in 2009. It's got about 200 people that work there. Most are underground of the 200, a few outside of the mine, but most of those two are actually in the ground. So they've been working the same shifts they've been working, and the mine actually has two shifts and one maintenance shift, and they get the coal from that 72-inch, what they call 72-inch Eagle coal bed. It's this thick seam is the best way to describe it if any of you have been in a coal mine for that area. So most of it is removed with this machine called a long wall miner. It uses this cutting motion, a cutting head is what they would call it, to move back and forth. Like you can imagine, you've probably seen maybe some diagrams of this, and it goes back and forth across, and it works the face of it, almost as it was described to me, like a deli slicer. If anyone's ever worked with one of those, you know what that is. So anyway, terrible stuff here, and you heard the governor mention there had been an accident there back in 2006, an awful, awful accident. And this is what happens when you have this kind of an explosion. It's all about holding your breath and hoping and praying that there's some others to be found that are alive and doing everything you can to possibly get to them. And they haven't released much other than to say that the 7 miners were killed when they were leaving the site in one of those carts when the explosion happened, because they have to make sure that they have all the family notified, obviously. And all the communications lines, sadly, inside the mine because of the explosion were blown up. With those two chambers near the blast site, the trapped miners, if they can reach them, They've in these two chambers they have food, they have water, they have enough air, and that's typically what they do. So that's the other thought. Maybe they're going to be able to get there and they could survive while they tried to get to them. Now, the question also becomes, hey, what gives? How did this explosion happen? And, you know, that seam that I described releases up to 2 million cubic feet of methane gas into the mine every 24 hours. That's a huge amount. I wondered the second I heard that, wow, that just seems like a crazy amount. And right away, you have the labor union saying the same thing, but it's nothing that they haven't done in the past with all the safety regulations and everything else. And we all know the dangers of coal mining. Methane is probably one of the biggest things. I mean, it's odorless and it's colorless and it's dangerous. And what do we use it for? We use it for all kinds of things. What comes to top of mind for all of us is what coal does ultimately, and that gas ultimately. We're talking about heating homes. So with those large amounts of methane concentrations, that would be the concern. In 2006, remember, it was terrible in that Sago mine, the 12 miners who died when the explosion happened there. And the whole thing is they have to keep those concentrations as low as they can. Usually somewhere in the ballpark of, if they can get it, 5% is the best, but no more than 15. All you need is some kind of a spark, almost like a little bit of a static charge. It can be caused by a number of things. And if you get that spark, kaboom, and who knows if that was the reason that's what happened, but dangerous conditions they were working with in the first place. Now, a lot of people that are against the whole idea of the mines and the coal and getting away from the coal, this will just be another reason to point to this. Ah, here we go. Here's another accident. Look how dangerous this is. But it's really the families. I mean, you have to feel for the families. They know going in, it's a dangerous deal. They know that. But they were not expecting that. I'm sure they weren't expecting that. So anyway, we'll talk more about the mines. If anyone's ever worked in the mines, call us and give us your two cents on what you think may have caused that explosion. 800-259-5791. I've been in a couple of different coal mines, one in Colorado and one in Pittston, Pennsylvania, which I don't think produces coal anymore. And it was cool to see it. I can remember in the Colorado mine feeling almost claustrophobic, and I thought, wow, I don't know how. I mean, even in these bigger areas, I just don't know how people work in this environment. It has got to be tough. And I couldn't wait to get back to the top after doing, especially in Colorado, that was doing a story, and it was an operating situation. So it was interesting, absolutely, to go down, but I thought, boy, I have a whole different feel for what these guys do inside these mines. Ironically enough, there was another mining accident, and this one was in China, but all the people involved in this one, it's like 100 people or so, all of them were able to get out of this. They're calling it a huge miracle and an amazing, amazing rescue because they were trapped. And they were finally free, about 100 of them or so. There was flooding this time, though, so they were trapped for a week. They had to eat tree bark to survive and all that kind of stuff. Let's hope that there's more survivors in West Virginia. Coming up next, the art of making a deal, more important now than ever. Stay with us.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
All right, coming up in another 10 minutes, like I was saying, the art of the deal. When I say art of the deal, do you just have a bad time trying to get the better end of the stick? You know, it's all about negotiating, whether it's the big things like the car and the houses and stuff, but just even everyday life, you really can't avoid trying to make a deal. And I find that a lot of people are really bad at this. I don't know what it is. If it's just because if you have to be a quiet person, or you just don't want to go through the haggling process. Boy, let me tell you, there's some countries where if you can't haggle, there is just no way you could survive. Spain is one of those countries. Well, most of the European countries, frankly, are that way. That it's an everyday part of life in the Middle East. It's definitely about haggling. Remember at the top of this, I was talking about Karzai. They ought to haggle him right out of that presidency. But before we get to all that stuff and the whole deal thing and how you can make a deal, we're going to have a great woman on that's going to give us some, I think, good suggestions on how you can start to cut better deals. Tiger Woods made a deal with the devil, I think, when he started to fool around with XYZ and everywhere in between woman. You know, he's a golfer. And so in a way, his private life, who cares? Except for that it became over the top soap opera drama when it became not just one woman, but 15 women, 15 alleged mistresses. And now we've all been through this whole thing where he did a very somber, sincere, crying interview on the Golf Channel. And here he is at the Masters, 90 private bodyguards, and that includes former FBI and Secret Service agents. There's armed deputies, all for coming back to the Masters. Now, the Masters is known for really good security anyway. So they'd still have, you know, at Augusta, they normally have with private people and volunteer police and all that, because you have about 30,000 spectators. They have about 200 or so. So now you put in Tiger's gang, I think there's going to be more security than people watching the Masters, frankly. But, you know, he's going to have people surrounding him. And before this, there were always a lot of people around Tiger, but I think even more so. So he had an opening statement before all the action gets started at the Masters.
Coming into today, I didn't know what to expect with regards to reception. And I tell you what, the galleries couldn't be nicer. I mean, it was just incredible. And the encouragement that I got, and it was just, it blew me away, to be honest with you. It really did. And, the people here over the years, I know they're extremely respectful, but today was just something that really touched my heart pretty good. I'd also like to, I guess, make another little comment before we start. I know that the players over the past few months have been bombarded by questions by all of you and the public as well. And I'd like to tell all the players, hopefully after today, after answering questions at this press conference, that the players can be left alone to focus on the Masters and focus on their game, not only for this week, but going forward as well. And I certainly apologize to all of them for having to endure what they've had to endure the past few months. A lot has happened in my life over the past 5 months, and I'm here at the Masters to play and compete, and I'm just really excited about doing that. And I missed the competition. I missed seeing the guys out here. A lot of my friends I haven't seen in a while. It was great to play golf again with Freddie and Jim, two of my best friends out here. And I played with Mark yesterday for 9 holes, and I'm playing with him again tomorrow, as well as Steve Stricker. So it's been just an incredible experience so far here at the Masters.
So he did this practice round on Monday and, you know, talked about how he was greeted. There were people that screamed out, "Welcome back, Tiger," and that kind of thing. He was playing with Freddie Couples, and it was the typical thing that, you know, would happen. There was a helicopter, apparently, that was kind of circling the course, but it couldn't go directly overhead. You heard what he said there. He apologized to the other golfers for all the questions that they've been asked, and, you know, hey, he got pretty much softball questions from the people that were there, but that was expected. It's mostly golf writers and golf people that would cover him, so they're not gonna ask him a salty question so that they're cut off for the rest of the season. So it was softball central. I watched what he had to say, and nothing hard was thrown at him. So he did his first practice round. The gallery was watching, and there was nothing negative that happened, and he talked about actually how fun it is to be back and how fun it was on the day.
That was just an incredible reception all day for all 18 holes, and show, you know, my appreciation for them. I haven't done that in the past few years, and that was wrong of me. So many kids have looked up to me, and so many fans have supported me over the years, and just want to say thank you to them, especially going through all of this. The past few months, it really put things in perspective for me, and how much I, you know, I have appreciated, or actually underappreciated, the fans in the game of golf. It feels fun again. You know, that's something that has been missing. Have I been winning? Have I been competing? Have I been doing well? Yeah, I have, and I've won numerous tournaments over the last few years, but I wasn't having anywhere near the amount of fun. And why? Because look what I was engaged in. When you're living a life where you're lying all the time, life is not fun. And that's where I was. Now that's been stripped all away, and here I am. And it feels fun again.
Okay, so the question is, you heard what he said, it's no fun when you're living a lie and all that sort of stuff, and if you're buying all that with just blowing off the whole thing with the affairs, the question becomes is, can you imagine if this guy wins the Masters, do you think he is capable of winning the Masters? There's no doubt as somebody who's seen him play, and I'm sure all of you have caught Tiger at least on the tube, he has the skill set to win this. We know, and he has. He's won 82 tournaments, for goodness sake. But would this not be the most incredible sports tour if he came back from this avalanche of negative publicity and all these women being trotted out in front of the cameras and talking about what happened, to come back and win the holy grail of golf, which is Augusta? What's interesting is, in New York, while this was going on, adult film star Jocelyn James is, you know, who's one of more than, what, a dozen or so who say that they had an affair with Woods, watched the news conference with her attorney set up, Gloria Allred, in a room full of reporters at the Friars Club. She said she's going to be at the Pink Pony Strip Club, as we told you before, last week in Atlanta during the Masters. And this is what's interesting. She said that she asked for an apology from Woods, saying he lied to her during their relationship and that none has been forthcoming. I'm sorry. Did this porn queen realize that she was fooling around with a married man? Do you think she's going to get an apology from Tiger Woods? And what did she think she was getting into? She's doing this for the publicity, of course. Why is she there with Gloria Allred, who is out there front and center with all of these women? I mean, give me a break. She made a comment about the fact that he said he wasn't having any fun during the past few years when he cheated on his wife. And she said, well, he was having a good time from what he told me. So here's the deal. These women, forget it, these bimbos, the bimbo eruption, all that stuff. The question now is, to me, because I don't think there's going to be any shenanigans for a while, what are his chances, honestly, from a sports perspective, of winning the Masters? Is pretty good? Is there just no way? Because, hey, this whole thing happened, and even though he's the king, he's had all this time off, and even with practice, he's kind of been out on the side with the practice stuff, too. Or do you think this is a surefire, perfect scenario for him to win? I think it is surefire for him that there's a possibility that he could win this. But, you know, he's got to get by everybody else in the field, and he does know the Masters, and he has won it a couple of times. So he's not a stranger to the green jacket by any stretch of the imagination, but an intriguing story, I'll tell you. You can throw me an out. You think he's going to win at AmericaTonight.net. Coming up next, the deal maker. I told you we were going to talk about that. That important thing of being able to negotiate the big and the small. Hang with us here on ATN.
Times are tough, and you got to stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at doobleshoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. That's doobleshoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? Plant Skid Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, Plant Skid is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, Plant Skid will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant Skid is OMRI-listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why Plant Skid is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies, and is member-tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at PlantSkid.com. Proven plant protection, guaranteed, or your money back. Go to PlantSkid.com. That's Plant, SKYDD.com today.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, 1 heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
You know, it was Donald Trump that wrote that book, I want to say 2 decades ago, called The Art of the Deal, and it is about knowing how to negotiate. Even like I said before, whether it's getting that new Toyota, since it's 0%, and they throw in a leprechaun and free candy for a year because they want people to still drive Toyotas. No, I'm just kidding. That would probably be an easy deal to close. But the car dealership is a good example. A lot of people get nervous, even though they have all this bravado and talk big. They really melt once they get spun by somebody who's really good at selling them something. So, on the show, Andrea Sittig-Rolf joins us. She is the, what she calls, the chief blitzmaster and CEO of her own company. Hey, thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
So the car analogy, the car analogy is a really a good one, or using that as the example. A lot of people, especially they always say women, blow it. What is the trick to getting the number that you want to pay for the car? What is it that you want to avoid, and what do you want to do when you go into a dealership?
Well, first of all, you really need to do your research. You need to find out what the market price is for the vehicle that you're interested in, and not just the, if you're interested in Toyota, I don't know why you would be right now, but, don't just look at, Honda and some of those other competing brands, but also look at the dealerships of that same manufacturer in your area, because sometimes prices will vary based on the particular area, and just know sort of what that market value is. And one of the things I think that can work well is once you kind of have that ballpark in mind, you go in, you sit down with the salesperson, and you basically tell them the price at which you are a customer. So in other words, at any other price, I'm not a customer, but at this price, I am.
Right, and then just stick by that, and if they won't give it to you, walk, right?
Yeah, exactly. You've got to be able to walk away, and most of the time they'll follow you out the door. They'll be like, wait.
Oh, especially car dealers.
What's that?
Especially dealers. You know, guys that are salesmen on the lot. And now, because they've gone through the highs and lows of selling cars, depending on what they're selling, and there's less people, too, on the lot. Now, actually, is probably a good time to get a car. If you need a car, probably you can find some pretty decent deals and cut yourself a good deal, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely a buyer's market right now, and I would say that that's true for just about any sort of high-end product or any type of high-priced product right now. You definitely are going to have room to negotiate. People are motivated to sell right now, although that is changing. So, you know, we have a finite amount of time, I think, that we are actually able to negotiate in this economic climate the way it is now, just because people are motivated to sell and they're willing to make a deal.
Yeah. What about when you feel like you get hosed and you get something and then it doesn't work right, it's not what you want? There are a lot of people, like my mother, I don't understand this, because she's not a wilting flower. I'm telling you, she will not return anything, and I can't believe it. It's like, hey, if this isn't good, you need to return it. You have the receipt. You can certainly do that, right? I mean, this is a good time to do that, too, because you can take whatever it is back and, I'm sure, get your money back or even a better deal sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely, and especially if you have the receipt. I mean, there's just no question. And I think there's something with women, I don't know what it is, but we're sort of afraid to ask for what we want. You know, somehow we've been told that that's wrong and, you know, you don't want to do that. And, God, especially if you get something, you pay good money for it and it doesn't work, I can't imagine not going back and, you know, and asking for a return or worst case scenario, an exchange. But, you know, and the other thing is, too, you want to sort of kill them with kindness. You want to be really nice about it. You want to be polite, saying things like, gosh, I wonder if you can help me out. You know, you don't want to be a jerk. I mean, this is the thing that always surprises me, when people are dissatisfied with a product they've bought and then they go in and they're a jerk about it. And what they forget is that other person that you're dealing with has all the power. They have all the power to decide if they're going to help you or not. And so if you're a jerk, they're not going to be very motivated to help. So you want to be really nice and maybe even put them in a position where they sort of feel sorry for you and they want to help you.
Yeah, you probably would say this. I think part of the problem is people get stressed out and they have a time crunch. So if you're going to be in that position, like you say, be nice, you probably have to have time to deal with somebody, whether it's on the phone or going to see them. I've seen that. I've seen where somebody explodes, and I think actually they're in the right, but it's like they're in that time crunch, and they want a solution right away. I'm impatient.
Yeah.
I need this right now.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And it's you as the consumer who are deciding the time that you're going to deal with it. So you're absolutely right. That means that you need to choose a time when you have the time, because sometimes it doesn't happen as quickly as you'd like. And if you're more patient because you've got more time, then it's just going to go better overall.
What about threatening to leave and go to another company? For example, there are a lot of problems with phones, a lot of problems with either service or being overcharged or whatever. What about if, and you don't have to be mean about it, but what if you say, listen, I've been on dealing with this for however long, maybe I need to cut a better deal with somebody else or go to a different company. Does that work, do you think?
Yeah, I think that can work. I think it's better if, especially if you have a deal in hand. You know, we're always getting bombarded with, mail solicitations, you know, stuff that comes in the mail, and you know, like with credit cards, for example.
Yeah.
And actually, that's another thing, that this is a time when you can actually, I think, negotiate better credit card rates, because you're getting all these offers in the mail, and you can call your existing credit card company, for example, and say, you know, this credit card is offering, you know, such and such a rate, and I'm thinking of switching, and, you know, what can you do for me, kind of a thing. But again, I think you want to be nice about it, but you need to kind of be able to back up what you're saying. And one of the things that bugs me about some of these deals that they offer to consumers is, so often they offer this great deal to lure a new consumer to that product, whether it be a cell phone or whatever. And meanwhile, you've been a loyal customer for 10 years, you know, and you think, hello, I'm the loyal customer. Why are you giving this deal to somebody else who's never used you before? I'm the one that should be getting the deal.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, that's so true. You see that, like, whatever it is, like cable. it's people getting new cable and this incredible service or whatever, and you can't believe it. But I think the key thing is that we started to say here is, do you think this is right, Andre, that it's a buyer's market right now?
Yeah, absolutely. And there are two, what I would call sort of negotiation tactics, and this can work in retail stores. This can work in just about any scenario. One is what I call the silent treatment. And that is where, you know, you basically tell the person what you want and then you just are silent. Because that's sort of uncomfortable. And it's almost like whoever talks first loses.
Right.
You know?
That's
let
true.
Let that other person sort of step up and make the deal. And then the other thing is ask for what you want.
Right. Just be direct. So if you want a better deal, like, listen, here's this is what I need to happen here. Blah, blah, blah. And sometimes it really works.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've got a great example. I was in Manhattan I'm from Seattle, but I was in Manhattan on business in January. And I went into a high-end department store, not a flea market, not a garage sale, a retail store. And I found this $350 business suit that I just loved. And I just thought, it's kind of a game. I'm a sales professional. It's what I do. And I always like to kind of see, you know, what I can do on any given deal. So I put the $350 suit up at the counter, you know, in front of the clerk. And I said, is this on sale by any chance? And she says, well, no, it just came in yesterday. I said, oh, that's too bad. I said, you know, that's just a little bit more than I wanted to spend. And then I was just quiet. And it was a little uncomfortable. And I see her sort of looking over the sales floor, and I thought, you know what, she's probably looking for a manager to see if she can work with, see if she can kind of work me a deal, wants to make sure she's not going to get in trouble first. And so she looks over and she goes, you know what, I bet you got this off the $200 rack. I'll just give it to you for $200. So I got a $350 suit for $200 just because I asked the question and I hesitated and kind of let her know I wasn't really going to be a customer at that $350 price.
Ooh, that's a good suggestion there. So if somebody wants to find more about how they could be a wheeler dealer, you have a website, don't you?
I do. The easiest one to remember is blitzexperience.com.
Okay, blitzexperience.com. Got it. Thanks for joining us on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
You bet. It was fun.
Yeah, thank you. All right, so we're going to use some of those techniques. We're going to send Matt out, and we're going to send him out to, like, Lombardi's to get a suit. And we're going to see if it works. Matt, you're going to pick up, like, a $1,000 suit, and then I want you to go to the counter, and I want you to tell the guy, boy, this is just right here in my price range for $250. This is exactly the suit I was looking for. And I want to see what they say to you.
It could work. You never know.
She is right about that, though, about the silent thing, where she said that if you just you say what it is that you want and then you're silent. I mean, you and I have talked about this on the air, and people listening to America Tonight have heard this before. I've had so many problems with AT&T, with the iPhone thing, that and being jostled around from department to department. Eventually they just took things off bills and changed what I was getting, like took away texting, and I didn't have to pay some outrageous price for that. But it was their mistake, and they had jostled me around in so many different places, and I was actually pretty nice about it, that I think that that's maybe what changed it. I would definitely take the time that I spent on the phone, though, back versus what happened there. But the silent thing, she's right, if you do that with cars, and some of you are probably laughing your heads off driving down the highway, wherever it is you're listening to us, and saying, oh, come on, are you kidding me? You don't know how to do this, it's amateur stuff. But I'm really surprised by people who talk a big game and then they can't come up with the goods for some reason. Maybe it's the person on the other end, they're that good and they've spun you around so much that you feel like you can't dance, I guess. You can't dance with them on the floor well enough to stay up with them. And the next thing you know, you've gotten something you really, really, really,
you
really
don't
want.
You gotta have the patience,
want.
Too. To
oh, that's
it
what
out.
That's it. It's the patience thing. That's what always gets me. You have to go and do these things when you have the time, or get on the phone when you have the time, because you're not going to get the desired results, I think. Anyway, that was kind of fun. Hey, coming up on the flip side, what about these governors getting these threatening letters? What's up with that? We'll talk about it here on ATN.
Are you prepared, or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough.
What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
How would you like to own a pair of the most unique gloves in the world?
Call right now at 877-552-5206.
The only glove that improves your grip and is so touch sensitive it feels like you have nothing on.
Call right now at 877-552-5206.
MaxFit Gloves by O'Neill Innovations introduces a new scientific breakthrough on thin glove technology with a glove that is so unique, we are offering this limited radio promotion a $40 value for four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves for only $19.95. That's right, four pairs of MaxFit gloves, but you gotta act right now.
877-552-5206.
For more information, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. Or
call right now at 877-552-5206.
For this limited radio promotion.
Make sure hands go.
Wow!
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling.
All right, big announcement here in America tonight. And the announcement is we don't have a winner our last time around for Nail the Score. Boy, I was hoping we would be able to give somebody some big fat prize, but it didn't happen. Yes. Remember we had our games, our final showdowns with Michigan State and Butler and Duke and West Virginia, and nobody nailed the score on any of those games. How about it? So many of us picked West Virginia, too, by the way. A lot of us picked Butler, and Butler went on. But did Butler win the national title? We'll talk about that in a second. But before we do that, part of the Sunday swirl and what people were talking about on the political shows was this crazy deal with governors in, now they're saying really almost 30 states getting threatening letters to quit or else. Governor Herbert from Salt Lake, or from Utah, actually, was one of the governors, and here's what he had to say.
We take it serious here in Utah, and I know the FBI takes it serious. We do have threats that come occasionally, just kind of the nature of the work we're involved with. People get frustrated and probably many times just do and say things that they ought not. But we have a harmonious relationship here in Utah with all levels of government, whether it be the local government level, city and county, or state department of safety, and the federal government. So they're working together on this. Well, I think the breadth of it, the fact that we've got people signing letters, petitioning, as it were, and giving us their names, gives you pause. Sometimes this is done anonymously. But the fact that these people have been brazen enough to sign their names to it probably is an exception. And the fact that it's in all 50 states, at least apparently going to all 50 states, is the breadth of it is quite unique with this organization. So I think that's the biggest difference.
All right, so, you know, that's an interesting thing. So you're a governor, and as Governor Herbert was saying, you get these letters, and there's threats that are often, you know, levied at various politicians. After all, we saw what happened on the Hill just a couple of weeks ago. But now you have a group that's sending very direct messages. They seem to be a little bit organized, and they're sending them to different governors, you know, threatening that basically you need to get out of the way and it's time for a change, et cetera, et cetera. So you wonder, what is going on? Is the frustration level that high? Is it that, I mean, are these just some nutballs, some extremists that have taken it, you know, to that same level, to that crazy level, instead of conversation, they've decided to say resign and get out of the way, or you know, watch out. And here's the thing: stupidly, with people doing that, they're only hurting their own cause. I don't think by threatening either the politicians in Washington, even though some of us feel like we want to strangle them for the nonsense that's happened, and the log jam and the lack of producing results so often. I mean, it's the legislation moves like molasses, and then all of a sudden, whammo, it hits you in the head. Wow, we've been discussing this for however long. So the idea that by pulling no punches and sending threatening messages, I mean, and really organized stuff, threatening that to these governors, do they really think they're going to resign? And apparently that was the intended desired result, that they would resign and step aside. And it just, you know, it just doesn't work that way. What ends up happening is there's a knock on the door, an investigation, and somebody's going to get grilled, and who knows what kind of jail time you ultimately would get for that. So what have you really achieved? A couple of minutes of fame on the nightly news, perhaps on a couple of the talk shows, and that's it. Forgotten. Makes no sense. Speaking of making no sense, coming up later this week, we're going to talk with Nancy Manny, and she's written a book called My Billion-Year Contract. But what's interesting about her, and I've been dying to have her on the show for a long time, is the fact that she worked in a Scientology office, you know, forever. She worked for the Scientology. She was a Scientologist for almost 30 years. I mean, she went through all the levels, worked with celebrities, worked with Ron L. Hubbard himself. And, you know, finally, she was questioned about her loyalty, and she was interrogated gruelingly, I guess. She ended up full-blown in an ambulance and in full restraints on her way to a hospital. So, you know, some crazy, crazy things have happened to people connected to Scientology, and boy, do they hustle to cover a lot of it up. And she'll expose some of that with us in a couple of days here on ATM. All right, we're going to expose this right now. This was a big deal because I already mentioned this. Nobody nailed the score, and that's too bad. We're going to have to do something else because I have some great prizes to still give away. It's, you know, ever-growing, this prize pack. But how about Duke just eking by Butler to win the national title? Oh, so disappointing. I mean, I have to say, I was one of those pulling for the underdog, and I really, really thought Butler was going to do it. And here they were in front of the home crowd and in Indianapolis, and that would have been that Cinderella story. And Duke won. And what was the final score? 61-59. Oh, did you want, Matt? Was that not a heartbreaker? It was heartbreaking.
Yeah, I was watching that game live, and I was pulling for Butler so hard because I just absolutely can't stand Duke. They came so close. They even got the shot off at the end.
I know.
And they couldn't put it in the bucket, and it was so close.
And you could almost feel the air coming out of there, too. There's like 70,000 people plus watching. And, you know, hey, it was a 25-game win streak for Butler going into this. And the Blue Devils did it, though. I mean, this is, you know, national title for them, another one, and they certainly played well. I mean, this was a good game. It was a good game to watch. It was a close game. If you wanted an epic finish, you definitely got an epic finish in this case. And, you know, here is this tiny, you know, Butler. You think of Butler. What do you know about Butler? Butler is a private school, 4,200 students. Are you thinking that this team is going to go all the way to the end? And if they had won it, I mean, like I said, what a Cinderella story that would have been. What a story. It still was a story that they got as far as they did and how they played ultimately the final game. And, you know, they ended up, they had a great chance to win it. And, you know, just unfortunately, they didn't hit that last shot. And they had a 5-point deficit to shave it all the way down. And like I said, they had the chance to clinch this. And for such a tiny school, I mean, this really goes down as, I think, is one of the most epic battles, because it really was. I mean, Duke is loaded on all cylinders. Duke is the big giant school with a big name and Coach Krzyzewski and the history of winning the tournaments in the past. And, you know, now what a memorable moment in time for this tiny, tiny place on the map. Epic. You gotta love this. It just shows that you can rise up, even coming out of nowhere. And now they're talking about the NCAA going ahead to probably, well, and I don't know when they'll do it. Maybe they'll wait. They won't be able to do it next year, but they're talking about doing an expansion to 96 teams. Ooh, 96 teams. And money talks. And a lot of people watch the tournament. A lot of people are, you know, doing the bracket thing. And look, we did nail the score here. And lots of people called up to just take those random guesses. Some of them college hoop fans, and some of them, you know, probably not. So in the end, the Blue Devils, tip of the cap to them. They won. They certainly won with their defense, and they were able to hold the Bulldogs off. In fact, they held them to 34% shooting. So congratulations to the Duke Blue Devils, as they are national champions once again. Ugh, too bad for those boys from Butler. All right, I'm going to leave you with this one from Frank Clark, who said, how funny a dollar can look, and why does it look so big when you take it to church and so small when you take it to the store? That kind of goes along with negotiating, doesn't it?
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time?